minute, they thought she was dead. Daddy went in the room, said the shirt she'd already pulled over. He began to cry and weep, "My baby, my baby." He left, thought the child was dead. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, they saw something move. That young girl, Brother Dallin, had begun to poke the sheet. She moved dead, dead.
Right.
You may be in a graveyard, sir. You may be in a graveyard, ma'am. But you're not dead, dead. Your soul may be wrong in front of you. You know there's no help and there's no hope for me. But it's time to rise up and say,
I tell you, so much has been purchased and given. I've had people
come to me. I know you came to me often, had some come to me and put money in my hand and said, I appreciate that so much. And I just be honest with you. Earlier today, I was needing to get up and just get out and clear my mind. So I told Steph, I said, I'm going to go. So Stephanie, my wife, will go down and pick us up a little something to drink. We had stuff to drink here. There's been stuff made for us and brought to us and everything taken care of. But I said, I'm going to get out and drive. And I knew last time I was here, there's a little country store about 4 or 5 miles down in the right.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. And they don't accept EBT or cards or anything. I had a little cash, and so I'm going to go down there. What I really was going down there to do is to see if my money was still any good around here, because I haven't used it in so long. Praise God. You all have been so nice to us, and we appreciate it so much. I want to say, and I've said this every service that I remember, and if I have it, please forgive me. I give honor to God for your pastor and your first lady. And for their, and I've said this every time, for their labor of love for the kingdom of God here at Harbor Life.
Yes.
You may have wondered, you know who your pastor is, but you may have wondered, why do I keep saying first lady? That's what we call our pastor's wife down in South Georgia. We call them first lady. My first lady is Sister Faye Roberts, Brother Greg Roberts' wife. My pastor is Brother Greg Roberts. I'm his youth leader. And we call them that because of this, she's not just the pastor's wife.
Yeah, I don't know that.
If you're up, and I'm taking my time here, I feel like God's ordained this service. I really do. It's not just the pastor's wife, no more than your wife is just the cabinet maker's wife, or the butcher's wife, or the policeman's wife. To imply and say, and I'm going to get you saying the pastor's wife, is to say that, well, she's just a wife, she's not a part of that. In other words, if you're a butcher and you're a butcher's wife, you don't go to work every day with him, you cut meat off. It implies implicitly that there's no thing that she does. She just happened to be a part of that. But I believe, according to the Word of God, that when man was formed of the dust of the earth, that God made woman to be a part of him. You believe that's
right? Amen.
I believe God sets up ministries in so many different ways. But one of the ways he does it is to put two people together with the same calling, with the same burden, and with the same anointing.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to say it again because it is so different from what you're used to hearing. I know it is. But when God puts people together, he'll put you together with the same calling, the same anointing, and the same burden.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Now, let me go ahead and tell you this. If you're an individual here in the house, and you're called to preach, you're called to minister, and you and your wife, or you and your husband don't get along, don't expect God to bless your ministry.
Come on.
I know I'm going to say some things right here before I even get to my text.
Come on, brother.
The Bible says that a threefold cord is not easily broken, not easily ripped, not easily taken asunder. Yeah.
Right.
What does that mean? Between you and her, or you and him and God,
right,
between you three,
amen,
that thing can come together.
Glory. Yes. Hallelujah.
But a house divided will not stand.
Amen.
You hear the words of the Lord tonight. If you want God to move his timeline up, you better get in tune with what God's will is for your marriage and in tune with what God's will is for your ministry. Amen.
Somebody
lift your hands all over the house. Give God a praise.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we thank you.
Thank you for the mercy.
Thank you for all your name. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. With that being said, we appreciate the first lady. Hallelujah. Thank God for what she's doing here with the pastor. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's turn to the book of Ecclesiastes tonight. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 3. You're looking for Ecclesiastes, it goes Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, 1 Kings, 1 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, and then Ecclesiastes. You're in the red letters, you're on the wrong end of the Bible. Go back from Matthew to Malachi, Zechariah, Haggai, Zephaniah, Habakkuk, Nahum, Micah, Jonah, Obadiah, Amos, Joel, Hosea, Daniel, Ezekiel, Lamentations, Jeremiah, Isaiah, Son of Solomon, and then you'll find Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter number 3. Here we stand for the reading of God's word. Please do so. Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes chapter number 3, verse number 1 says this. Everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. Time to keep and time to cast away. Time to rend and a time to sow. Time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. 2 Chronicles tonight, chapter number 7. 2 Chronicles tonight, chapter number 7. The Bible said in verse number 11, thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord and in his own house. He prosperously effected. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer, and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. Notice verse 13. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open, and my ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. You just change your hands toward heaven. Pastor, would you lead us in a word of prayer?
Lord, I thank you for the strength of
or luck. I tell you what, we may use it in the vernacular, or you may, I try not to, use the word luck in the vernacular.
Oh, yeah.
But any Christian knows, and every Christian should know, there's no such thing as luck.
You're right.
God appoints a time. God appoints a person. God lines up a man or a woman of God. God aligns His will and His word. Oh, yes, can I tell you, when we deal with 2 Chronicles here, as we read this evening to you, Solomon's time has come. He has spent time preparing the temple, the house of the Lord. He has spent time preparing his own house. Solomon has prepared the king's house and finished the temple. And the Lord appears and says unto Solomon, he tells him that he has approved the place wherein he has prepared. I'd like for the Lord tonight to set his approval upon this meeting right here tonight. I'd like for the presence of the Lord. I've got the Holy Ghost. I'm anointed by God. Oh, yes, I obey the Lord, and you're filled with the Holy Ghost. Many of you are saved. Oh, but I'd like for the Lord to send into this place tonight and for His will to be accomplished in our hearts and in our lives. One more time, could you stretch your hand toward heaven and say, Lord, speak to my heart. Lord, speak to my mind. Show me how to pray in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I felt like today in prayer that tonight would go a completely different direction than what the previous services have. If you've not been here and not been watching online, I think you've been online some. We've had sinners in the altars almost every service.
Yeah.
And in every service, God has reached to the lost. God has pointed out sin. God has dealt with individuals. And I'm so glad to say tonight that we've had repentance around these altars. We've had people weeping and crying, not myself, but the Lord has drawn them. And I'm so glad tonight that the grace of God has appeared unto me. And amen.
Yes.
I'm glad that the grace of God has appeared to me.
Glory.
But I felt like tonight I would not call for soul necessarily, although if there be a soul in the house and there's a question mark on your life, you better believe that if I don't preach to you, you're still going to be held accountable to the word of the Lord and to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Right.
But tonight I felt like I would go in the direction of preaching to the church here at Harbor Life. You know, if you're a homebody, a member or a frequenter here at this church, you know if you belong here, and you know if you call Pastor Irv and your pastor. I want to tell you right here tonight, if you come to this church frequently, but you refuse to call him your pastor, you need to check your heart.
Right.
I said you need to check your heart. And you may not always agree with this man of God right here. You may not always see eye to eye with him. You definitely may not understand him. I'll tell you what, my pastor Greg Roberts, I definitely don't understand him 100% of the time. But can I tell you right here tonight that, oh yes, he is your pastor. And he's the one that God's put over you. Oh yes, to be a shepherd to your soul and to your family. Somebody say amen.
Let
me tell you how I felt tonight. I feel like there were some folks who come here on a regular basis, who come here frequently, who come here and maybe you're kin to some folks in the church. You come here on a regular basis. You may not call this home, but you come here frequently. I want to tell you, you come to those doors back there tonight with some questions in your mind. And I'm not saying every question is going to be answered tonight, but I am saying God's getting ready to answer some things for you right here.
Hallelujah.
One more time. Here's your hand toward heaven. Say, Lord, speak to me. Lord, show me your word. God, show me your will.
Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God.
Thank you for your great mercy.
The Lord appears to Solomon and he says, I've approved this place. I've approved this house. Oh, yes. Can I tell you right here tonight? That after two kings of Israel, God finally was able to put his approval enough upon Solomon to trust him to build his house.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Yes.
I want to tell you right here tonight that just because God has anointed you at times does not mean that you can have success in every part of your life. The Bible tells us that Saul was anointed by God. He was a man of God. And at one time, he brought deliverance to the people of God.
Right.
He sat upon the throne, God's and grace. He was God's anointed. We know what fell from the horn of Samuel. We know the anointing that came upon him at times. We know how he prophesied. We know what God's spirit was. But there come a time when Samuel come to Saul and said, "You've disobeyed God, and now the kingdom shall be torn and ripped away from you."
Yeah.
Oh, yes, and then we go to David, the ruddy lad that God anointed long before he ever appointed him. And he said, "I'll put you in the place that you cannot see, and I've anointed you to a place that you have not thought about." And in due time, God appointed, after he anointed David, to be set upon the kingship and to have the blessings of God. But could I tell you, yet those two men, even though they were anointed and appointed by God, they could not do the work of Solomon. Could I tell you right here tonight, there have been people in this church, and you wondered why God's not used me, God's not moved on me. Could I tell you, friend, to every time and to everything, there is a season. Solomon got his priorities right, and he has done what two other kings before him cannot do. And the Spirit of God was once again welcome inside the house of God. Now, I want you to notice what the Word of God says. The Lord spoke to Solomon. The Lord puts a premise on his promise. It's an if-then statement.
Yeah.
I've been in church just about all my life, Phyllis. I said I've been in church all my life. I've not been saved all my life. Even I had a salvation experience when I was 4 years old. Oh, but I'm the first to tell you, I've not always lived a perfect life. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I've been around Pentecost, and my dad's a Pentecostal preacher and a pastor. Oh, yes, in the previous times. And I'm going to tell you, these brothers and sisters right around here, and many of you have sat in Pentecostal churches, I've yet to hear an ordained message from the Lord of tongues and interpretation that did not have the word if and then in it. There's always a premise. If you will, then I will.
Amen.
When you look at the promises of God, they are yea and amen. In other words, they're said and they're done.
Right.
But when you look at the very Word of God, it depends on what you do. And that gives a cadence and gives an occasion for what God will do.
Amen.
Brother Downer, you say I can hinder the will of God. Yes, you can.
Amen.
I want to say it again. Hallelujah. Your actions and your prayers and your ability and your acceptance or denial of the Word of God can determine how much the Lord moves. Brother Dallin, you don't have scripture for that. I can take you to the Gospels when Jesus came into his home and they received him not, and he was only able to heal a few sick folk. And he said, this is the reason a prophet is not without honor except for in his own house. What could God have done with the people that knew him closest if they had said, "I'll take him at his word, and I'll trust him"? But they limited, they limited what God was wanting to do. Pastor, I feel like telling you right here tonight, don't limit what God is going to do. Don't put boxes around what I feel.
ways.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
When God puts his promises in your hand, it comes with a condition. This is probably one of the most quoted apart from the book of Psalms 23 and just a few other places. One of the most quoted verses out of the Old Testament that you've ever heard.
Oh, yes.
We've heard it over and over and over again. But if you look at the closeness of this to the will of God, I believe right here the Lord outlines what he will do if we will do what we're supposed to.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
The presence of God is in the house. The Lord has appeared and put his approval on Solomon's work. But he tells him, if there's ever a time when you feel like or you see my spirit being withdrawn, recognize there are some things that you can do.
Come on now.
Hallelujah. Yes. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. That's number one. Humble yourself before God.
Hallelujah.
Can I tell you, an upright and a haughty spirit, the Lord will cast down.
Right.
I want to say it again. If you put confidence in flesh, if you put confidence in yourself,
right.
The Lord will cause you to fall.
Come on.
I said, the Lord will cause you to fall. This is not a one-man battle. This is not a one-man show. This is not a one-man army. We must work together as the body of Christ, with Christ as the head, with the pastor as the head of the church, and obey what his word. I didn't come to these words for you to not cover light. I come to tell you what thus saith the Lord. I come to preach to you the gospel. If you want to see this thing move, if you want to see this thing progress, we've got to do it God's way.
Amen.
First of all, humble yourself. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. Humbleness. I said humbleness. Put your brother ahead of yourself. Oh, hallelujah.
Glory.
Humbleness says not my will, but yours be done.
Glory.
Right.
Humbleness says, I don't understand it right now, but I know it's in the Word of God, and I know the man of God has said it, and I'm going to do it because I want to be right about the situation. You don't have to say amen to me right there. That's the Word of God.
Right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Submit yourself, therefore, to God.
Right.
He said, submit yourself, therefore, to the Lord. I preached to you last night. I don't feel like I should necessarily rehearse the whole sermon, but I do feel like saying this again. When Samuel heard the voice of the Lord, he run to Eli all the times that he did. Why? Because the voice of the Lord sounded just like his pastor.
Glory to God.
You can't buck the man of God. Talk about him when you go home and still find the will of God in your life and your family. Humble yourself in the sight of God and he will raise you up.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody lift your hands all over the house.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Verse number 14 continues to say, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves, we like to skip over this part, and pray.
Come on, man.
And pray.
Amen.
Yes,
Lord.
There's a lot of singing that goes on. There's a lot of waving around that goes on.
Come on.
There's a lot of crying sometimes that goes on. But do you pray?
Come on, bro.
I want to tell some father right now. I want to tell some father right now. You listen to my words. It's not good enough just to have your family in church. You got to pray at home with your family.
Amen.
Your family.
Yeah. Come on.
I said pray at home with your family. And for they can't get everything they need inside the house of God. 4 hours a week is not enough. You've got to be the leader. You've got to be the shepherd in your home. You've got to be the man. right here. Lady, sister, if you don't have a saved spouse and there's no man in the home, the Bible says that you're to be the leader until he gets where he's supposed to, or until God calls you home. You better be the one. You better be the one that says, I'll stand, I'll believe, I'll pray, I'll do what God's word says.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. He said, pray. Notice this. He says, and pray and seek my face. Oftentimes, now you have to just bear with Brother Gatlin for a minute, okay? I said just bear with me for a minute, okay? Hallelujah. Is everybody all right? Hallelujah. Tell me if this sounds like your prayer sometimes, but it sure does sound like mine. Lord, if you'll do this,
I'll do this.
And if you'll do this, and I'll do this, and you'll do this, and all this will take care of itself. It sounds like to me sometimes when I listen to myself pray, I think I'm bigger than God. Now you can shake your head and
come
and
on,
just, you know, just, oh, bless Brother Dallas. You pray prayers like that, too.
Come on, brother.
You pray prayers like that, too. Lord, if you'll, and then I'll, and then this, and then this. Almost like we're laying out a map. God, if you can just do this, and it's that. I want to tell you right here now, when you pray, you need to pray according to the will of the Father.
Amen. Yeah.
Not according to your will. I'm going to kick back right there.
Come on.
Amen. You need to pray. The Spirit of God speaking in this house tonight. So you need to pray according to the will of the Father. Not my will, Jesus said three times in the Garden of Gethsemane. Not my will. The Son of God had to say, not my will, but yours be done. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say amen. Oh, Lord, not my will, but yours be done. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves in prayer and seek my face, seek what I have to say about it, see what my word says, see what thus saith God.
Amen. Yes.
When we got through the country buffet today, I was making my rounds on that second trip, not my third trip. I feel like I couldn't preach it now that I've done my third one. Hallelujah. I had to preach on gluttony, praise God. I stopped at two. Hallelujah. I know we're Trinitarian, we believe in three, but that's okay. Two was good enough for tonight. Praise the Lord for the day. But when I rounded that corner, when I rounded that corner on that bar, that food bar there, I saw over here, they had these little, I call them temptations. Little sweets. Glory to God. Amen. He and I are kindred spirits when it comes to those things. Praise the Lord. Amen. By the way, y'all pray for the first lady of this church. She's taking on some type of diet, bless her heart. She's torturing herself. She's fasting and praying. She says she's going to come. I don't know what she's doing. She's fasting and praying for her. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because she can't eat anything. Praise the Lord. I'll let her eat anything. I'll come around that corner and I saw that dessert there, that little extra right there. He said, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. I got a little news for you. If you'll seek the face of God, he will show you what to do. Because oftentimes we think it's just going to be the main course, and all we got to do is pray and then wait, pray and then wait, pray and then wait. But the extra is that God hears and he will perform what his word says. That's the treat, that's the sweet, that's the extra, that's the completion of the meal. That God's not just hearing your prayer, God's not just listening, he is responding all of a sudden. He is responding to what your prayer is according to his will. Humble yourselves. Seek my face, he said. Humble and then make yourself hungry for my will. Humble. We say in South Georgia, humble, hungry, and then it gets serious. You Bible readers know where I'm going with this. You know exactly what the Word of God says. Humble yourself and pray. Seek my face. And then notice this. And turn from their wicked ways.
Amen. Yes.
If you're going to see a move of God, it's not enough to just be humble. It's not enough to just be hungry. You got to be holy.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Amen. Yes.
I've said it more than one time as I've approached this book board and preached the everlasting gospel of Jesus Christ this week. God does not wink at sin.
Right.
Right.
Exactly right, brother.
Right.
Some of you, every time I've said that, your mind has been on a person or persons in this room.
Come on, brother.
But as I've said it other times, I'm going to say it again just to make the devil mad. God, that God does not wink at outlandish and outside sin, nor does he wink at inside sin.
Right, brother. You're right.
Glory to God. You better search your heart.
Yes,
if you're wanting the move of God. Because you can be as humble as the day is long, as hungry as a man coming off a 7-day fast. But if you're not holy, God will not move. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's all I want to say on it. That's all. I preached so hard on sin this week, and we've had people cry on the altar. But I want to say I could not get away from it today. I said it last night, and I cannot get away from it even now. I said it last night. There's a young lady on the sound of my voice. I don't know if she's here tonight. I don't know if she was watching last night online. I don't know if she's going to hear this message today. I don't know if somebody's going to go home. But there's a young lady associated with this church. She may not go here for dinner, but there's a young lady. And you've got a second social media page that's going to be the downfall of you. Your family does not know about it. But your mind is already there. And you have said, there's nothing wrong with this page. It's just all about me. Then why hide it? Then why hide it? The answer is this. It's linked to something deeper. There is something on the inside of your heart that is making you hide these things. But can I tell you, if you do not get rid of it, it will come out. I said it will come out. And there will be nothing but heartache. There will be nothing, oh, help me, Holy Ghost. There will be nothing but sin to be answered for. Why? It's just a page. It's just something. There's a root there. But of a sudden, there's a root there. And you thought I wouldn't come back to it tonight. But you can't shout over sin. You can't rejoice over sin. There's something there. And you better get it out of the blood tonight. Somebody lift your hands over the house. Give God praise right here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Over to
he
God.
Said, humble yourself.
Right.
He said, make yourself hungry for my will and my word. And then he said these words. Turn from your wicked ways.
Amen.
If I want to deal with this tonight, I want to deal with the church right here. What to do? Like God got some stuff to say to us. The way God says this in the Word of God, it almost seems formulaic, if that makes sense. Like a formula. If, then. Almost like you remember back in school, A squared plus B squared equals C squared. Now, don't go to sleep on me right here, because some of y'all did sleep through that. You don't remember it. Don't sleep now. Praise God.
Right.
Almost like, I can break it out even further. 2 + 2 = 4. Yeah, we got that. I wasn't doing 1 + 1, but when I was South Carolina, we're in North Carolina. I figured we'd have a little bit more than that. Oh, man, I'm sorry. I didn't see that. I didn't say that. Pastor, I apologize. Hallelujah. Hey, man, some of you may be from South Carolina. I don't know. Hallelujah. Nothing against you. Praise God. Hallelujah. But can I tell you right here, it seems like it's formulaic.
Yeah.
It's simple, but it's effective.
Yeah.
I said it's simple,
but it's effective.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes we want to complicate the Word of God when it's really not all that complicated. Let me just remind you what the Word of God said. He says that He is not the author of confusion. If you find yourself confused, if you find yourself upset, if you find yourself in a place where you're in an uproar or an upheaval, realize that's not of God.
Right.
I was trying to say amen right there. Because we got a lot of confused Christians walking around in the house of God saying, what do I do? Well, I don't know why am I saying all this. Where am I going with this?
Emotionalism, you will be marching on the will of God because you're hungry after Him.
and you will be filled with the word and the will of the Lord. When you sanctify yourself and prepare your heart, he will come in. Hallelujah. I said he will come in to the house.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Then you will be right there in Ecclesiastes in the season. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you how through the night. There's a field right here, if I'm not mistaken, right brother? There's a field right here.
Yes.
Sometime this week, it was corn stalks that had been cut about shin high. That makes sense. I think that's what it was, but I can tell. I'm not a farmer. But I noticed when I pulled in at some point this week, they not killed it. I don't know why. Some of you might tell me later, I don't care why. But for some reason, that farmer had saw fit to wait to till that ground. Mm-hmm. But this week, this week, something was tilled over there. The old was tilled under.
Hallelujah.
Amen. What was dry and what was there? I'm coming to tell somebody right here, you can't live on what was preached in yesteryear. You can't live on past ministries. I'm not taking away from the men and women of God, but they're no longer here. They're in other places, or they're in heaven. But I'm telling you right here, those things have been tilled. To everything there's a time. Oh yes, there's a time for things to die. There's a time for things to be plucked up. There's a time to let things sit for a while. But after a while, those things get tilled under. After a while, those things get tilled under. And God's will is accomplished.
Yes.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Break up that fallow ground.
We're going to follow the formula. Ecclesiastes says there's a time for everything.
Glory.
And it names opposites, planting and harvesting, weeping and laughing, mourning and dancing, dire opposites of each other. Mm-hmm. Could it be right here tonight, in this church, in these ministries, in your families, in your homes, in this community, oh heaven, Holy Ghost, amongst these pews right here, that you're on the brink of something that can turn every situation around. You thought you was headed down this path, all of a sudden God says do a 180 and head the opposite direction. You thought you were dying, but God said I'm going to make you live. You thought you were sick, God said I'm going to make you whole. You thought you were hopeless, God said I am the help and the hope that you need. You thought you were going this way, into laughter.
Yes, he will.
Yes.
You wet your pillow with your tears many a night, asking the Lord, what's going to happen? He'll turn that cry into laughter.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You won't have to wonder about what the will of God is anymore. You'll put one step in front of the other, and you may not see it all the way down there, but God will light up your footsteps. Hold on, I'll suck under my hand. I said God will light up your footsteps, and you'll see the next step, and the next step. Hold on, I'll suck under my hand, and the next step, and the next step, and the next step. You don't have to wonder anymore. You don't have to cry anymore. There's joy. I said there's joy in the presence of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You turn your worry into worship. Hallelujah. He'll turn that stress that you feel bearing down on you. He'll take it away.
Amen.
And give you joy in return.
Yes.
You said this week, I can't take one more thing. I can't take one more thing. You cried to God this week and you said, Lord, I've got to have an answer. I've got to have help. I can't handle anymore. You're not defiant. You're not set with God. You're just at the end of your rope. And I tell you, God will turn that stress into joy and He'll give you the answer that you're desiring. You don't have to worry about it. The problem that you've been worrying about, in due days, you'll stand in this congregation and you'll say, I was going through this at that time.
Yes, sir.
Which will turn into a testimony.
Well,
I'm talking about following the formula. I'm talking about following the will of God. Solomon, you may not see it right now. I want to say it again. Solomon, you may not see it right now. You wonder why David couldn't do it. You wonder why Saul couldn't do it. God's appointed you. God's appointed you. God said you can do it. God called your name and said, Solomon, I'm going to put you in charge. I'm going to put you over. I'm going to put you in my will.
Lord.
That stumbling block that it seems like just as soon as you dust your knees off, actually, you get up. Because you stumbled in. All of a sudden it's right there again in front of your face. God will turn that stumbling block into a stepping stone.
Hallelujah. Glory.
You will walk on the devil. You hear me?
Hallelujah.
I said you will walk on the devil if you're following me. I said you'll walk on him. He said you'll tread upon snakes and scorpions. Walk upon scorpions. You will tread on the devil. You will have him underfoot if you'll follow the formula. If you'll do what God's called you to do, you can live in victory. I'm sorry, out of the high. You can live in victory in the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Pastor, there are going to be some that come and go. They're going to be here for 3 and 4 services. They're going to tell you they're with you. They're going to tell you, I love you. You're my pastor. But they're going to be gone. Don't worry about that, pastor. First lady, don't get too attached. It's all in God's plan. It's all in God's plan. I said it's all in God's plan. So you're going to see some come. You're going to see some go. But God's going to work in it. I said God's going to work in it. I feel the Holy Ghost on you now. From the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to stress over it. There is a vision. There is a future. There is a help for present circumstance. It's not going down. The ship's not on my side of the line. The ship's not going down. It's going up. I said it's going up. It's going on. The word of God is going to be made manifest.
Thank you, King. Praise your name.
Lift your hand to this house above the Lord.
Glory.
Father, we love you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we thank you.
Thank you for your
love. Father, we glorify you.
Thank you for your love.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
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 Wonderful.
God, I give you peace and praise for the sickness and pain you have.
Amen. Glory.
He'll turn your desire into an outpouring of the Spirit of God. I want to tell somebody right here tonight that calling you've been feeling on your life for a long time.
Hallelujah.
Doors are beginning to open. But I want to caution you right here tonight. Follow the formula. Because every door that opens is not the will of God.
That's right.
I know it's common knowledge, but I'd love for you to hear me say it tonight. Because you know this is true in your heart. But sometimes flesh will be exalted and ego will get in the way. Every door that opens is not the will of God. There's one door.
Oh, hallelujah.
Come on.
Amen. I said there's one door.
Glory.
The word of God says to prove what the will of God is.
Hallelujah.
I'm not saying go there. I'm not saying do those things. I'm saying seek God in prayer. And ask God to give you direction. Because every door that opens is not the will of God.
Glory to God. Man.
The devil's got a trap for you, sir. I'm staring at that doorway there. I'm looking around. The devil's got a trap for you.
Yep.
Just as soon as you get inside the front door, he's going to close it. He'll have you. Watch out. I said, watch out. Don't go to that area. Don't go with those people. Don't fellowship those saints. You draw back on those saints. You went to the right door to be opened. You and your wife get in your prayer closet and you seek the will of God, and He'll show you what to do. Thus saith the word of God. Someone lift your hands and love the Lord in this house.
Lord,
hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord. Glory
Lord.
To God.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
400 years of bondage. 400 years of bondage and 40 years on the backside of the desert. But God says, now's the season. I'm calling you out to go back. I'm calling you out to go back. I've had you here for a season. I've had you here for a moment. And I've called you back. I've called you back.
Glory
don't
God.
Run from it. Don't make excuses. Don't make excuses. Don't press for the will of God. I've called you back. You can already speak the language. You can already speak the language. God's already anointed you. God's already appointed you. You may have messed up. Things may have happened. It may have sat well with everybody. But God's going to move in it. I said, God's going to move in it. You're not going to stay in the desert forever. It may feel like 40 years. But God's going to move. There will be a burning bush. There will be a time. There will be signs. You wait on God. Hallelujah. I come to tell somebody tonight, follow the formula. I said, follow the formula.
Hallelujah.
Go anoint Hazael to be king of Syria.
named Jehu, the son of Nimshi, shall anoint to be king over Israel. And Elisha, the son of Shaphat, of Abel-Mohab, shall thou anoint to be prophet in thy room. And it shall come to pass, thus saith the word of God, that him that escapeth the sword of Hazael shall Jehu slay. And him that escapeth from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha slay. I come to tell somebody right here tonight, you've dwelt under those things for a long time. You've been under the shadow of It's a time to arise. It's time to eat, because God's season is at hand in your life. I said God's season is at hand in your life. He wants to use you. He wants to help you. And he wants to use you to help others. You better watch out. The devil doesn't want you to go. He doesn't want you to minister. He doesn't want you to be in his will and in his word. But can I tell you, there's a coming of harvest. Elisha, you followed Elijah long enough.
Woo!
There you go, brother.
I said, Elisha, you followed Elijah long enough.
Take it home.
Time to take up the mount. You've had examples. You've had teaching. You've seen God's will and work in your life. You know what you ought to be doing. You know what God's called you to do. You may stand, or you may not stand in a pulpit. You may not be welcome everywhere, and you may not see everything that all the other ones see, but there's still a mantle for you to pick up. There's something for you to say, I'll put my hand on that which has been left behind.
Hallelujah.
Go on.
Hallelujah.
There are hands that have passed on, that have shook. Let me just tell you right here tonight. Some of you just think you can only be anointed to preach or to sing or to pray on the altar for someone. You can get anointed to run a weed eater.
Oh, yeah.
I know it ain't possible because you want to be seen. You want to be everybody to see you on this and on that. You can get anointed to make biscuits. Oh, you can get anointed to make sure everybody's got ice in their cups. Come on, somebody. Get more. You can get anointed to do that. You believe me right here. There's some mouths. The man of God can't do it all by himself. The faithful few can't do it all by themselves. The purple, you got something to do. You got a mantle to pick up. You got a burden to pick up. Stop walking around and look at what God's called you to do. It may not be the most flashy thing, but you can do it. I said you can do it. Pick up the mantle. It's time to grow. It's time to get up. It's time to take up the mantle.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All you do, sir.
We're coming to a close right here.
Oh, God's ready.
Follow the formula.
Thank you, Lord.
I said, follow the formula. I've dealt with a lot of things tonight. I've preached in a lot of areas. I want to tell you right here tonight. Some of you have cried and wept and prayed before God and said, Lord, show me what to do. Your answer is here tonight. I said, your answer is here tonight. Humble yourself before God.
Pray Jesus.
Get a hunger for His word and will be done in your life. Get in this book and get under this man of God and the teachings of this church. Purify yourself from sin.
Brother Dan, I thought we were safe from sin. I realize that, but you can sanctify your home. You can get rid of those things that you fall back on. I'm going to go ahead and tell you right here tonight. Go in there tonight, run in that cabinet, and grab it, and get rid of it.
Come on. There you go.
Stop holding back and saying, well, if this thing don't work, then I won't have wasted my money. You wasted your money when you bought it, and you put it there.
There you go.
Get rid of it. Brother Down, I'm hungry. I feel it. I'm hungry. I feel humble. I'm just humble. I've been crying so much. But are you holy?
Glory
to God.
There are some spirits attached to some things in some of your homes. The Word of God says, I will set no evil thing before my eyes. That word of that thing may not be in the Bible, but if it causes you to sin, maybe not every time, but if it leads you down that path, it's time to get rid of it.
Right.
Is this okay, Pastor, right here? I'm dealing with some things. I didn't see you dealing with that. I'm trying to call the Spirit, brother. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Notice what I did right there. I asked the pastor if this was okay. I didn't ask you.
Amen.
I got authority. I'm the Word of God. So does this man. And if the Word of the Lord and the Spirit of God deals with our heart to preach on it, you need to accept it. Because you're going to be accountable for it. We'll do it with humbleness. We'll do it with love. We'll do it with concern for your soul and the souls of your family. But you can't buck the Word of God and seek God's holy heaven.
Right. Amen.
Hungry,
yeah.
Humble, and holy. Stand all in this house tonight.
Hallelujah.
Let's lift our hands all over this house tonight. Let's love the Lord for a moment. Father, we love you.
Wonderful.
Father, we glorify
you before you.
In the name of love, everything.
Help us.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel a sweet spirit in this house tonight. I feel a sweet spirit in this house tonight. Hallelujah. 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 As I said a while ago, I'm going to say it again. This thing's not going down. It's not in its latter years. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, he's going to send the former and the latter rain together. I said he's going to send the former and the latter rain together. This thing's not going under. If you'll follow my God, I'll come to the Holy Ghost. Somebody lift your hands and love the Lord right here tonight. It's not going under. It's not going down. This is God's church. You're a part of His people. You know who you are. I want to tell you right here tonight, humble yourself. Get hungry for God. Get hungry for the Word. Get hungry for holiness. Get hungry for His will. And watch God work. Out of a south, out of a high. Said, watch God work. He will move. It's time. Somebody say that. It's time. Somebody tell the devil that. Devil, it's time. It's time. It's time for me to move. It's time for me to take a step towards God. It's time for me to say, God, I'm hungry. God, I'm humbling myself. And God, I want to stay holy before you. Hallelujah. I want to tell you right here tonight, I've hit some stuff, and I know I have. And I've been very direct, and I know I have. But I'm trying to follow the Spirit of God tonight, and the Lord has dealt with some of your hearts on individual things. I made a statement last night, and I'm going to say it again tonight. This is not about me. This is about you responding to Him. And I'm going to tell you how I felt today in prayer. I felt like God was going to meet us at these altars tonight. And we're going to have an altar call where the Lord touches hearts. But you're going to have to be willing to say, I'm ready to follow the formula of God. I made this statement earlier in the week, and I want to make it again. You and God ain't got your own little thing going. You've got to follow the word of the Lord. And if you'll follow it, God will move it. Every hand out here for just a moment. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I hold that you are trying my best to see your will done and completed in this house of God tonight. God, pause. Lord, we worship you multiple times. We've asked you to help us multiple times. Lord, this congregation has opened their ears and they have received their ears and they have received the word of God. Now, Lord, let it get in their ears, down into their hearts, and into their souls here tonight. God, Father, you know it's time. Your word declares unto us this time he is appearing. But Lord, sometimes we just don't see it. But it's not up to us to see it. It's up to us to follow. Lord, your will be done.
Church.